My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is also a radio talk show host in Jerusalem, which is very much in the headlines today as President Trump becomes the first United States president to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and announce that the U.S. will begin the process of moving the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Here's a couple of clips from the president today.
We have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all. But today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. Consistent with the Jerusalem Embassy Act, I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
General, what is your reaction to this news? And as far as you can tell, what's the reaction inside Israel?
Yes, I'm very happy with the announcement of President Trump. This is history, after all. Now, first time after 70 years, we hear the President of the United States declaring that Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel. 70 years ago, President Truman recognized the state of Israel, and now, after 70 years, we have another historical declaration from the White House about recognizing Israel. Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel. For us, it is a very important day.
Why is it an important day? What changes as a result of this designation?
I live in Jerusalem. I was born in Jerusalem, all my family in Jerusalem. And I know that also King David was here 3,000 years ago. King David and the Jewish people are here for so many years, for so many decades. So this is clear to everyone that Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. United States of America, of course, is our greatest friend, and this kind of announcement and declaration will, I believe, allow other countries who were afraid and concerned to move their embassies to the capital of Israel to do it now. I remember 44 years ago, after the Yom Kippur War, back in 1973, we did have a couple of maybe dozen of embassies in Jerusalem, but they left because of the Arab pressure in those days. I remember the embassy of Costa Rica, of Honduras, of Netherlands, and other countries. But they were under pressure, under blackmail, and they left Jerusalem. Now I believe after this declaration, all those countries and others, we do have relationship with 170 countries, I believe, around the world. They will do what they have to do, like in any other country, to put their embassy in the capital of the state. And President Trump was very clear. He said what the American president never said before: I recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel, and for us, it's a very important day.
President Trump also said that he believes this will actually help the effort to achieve Middle East peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. The crux of his message was, by recognizing first Israel's right to exist, and therefore they have a capital city, that is an indispensable point of agreement from which peace has to follow. In other words, we can't get any further towards peace until that fact is acknowledged. Is that how you see it as well?
Yes, absolutely, because if you don't recognize my city, my capital city, as the capital of the state, how can you sign a peace treaty with the state of Israel? You know, peace is like marriage. It's like wedding. The two sides have to recognize the right of the other side for existence and the right to exist. And the recognition of the right to exist means that Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish state. So if it's now clear to the United States, it might be clear also to the Palestinians. And from this point, we can continue on the negotiation table and find a solution, where will be the borders and how we can live together in coexistence. As long as the Palestinians and the Arabs before that didn't recognize the state of Israel and the capital, Jerusalem, we couldn't go forward. Now I believe President Trump opened a new direction for peace.
The argument you're going to get, of course, from the Palestinians is that they believe East Jerusalem is their capital, and so by declaring all of Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel, it is undermining their case for statehood. What's your reaction to that?
Well, if you've been in Israel, in Jerusalem, you see that I am only 5 minutes drive from Bethlehem and only 10 minutes drive to Ramallah and another 5 or 7 minutes to Abu Dis, which is another part of East Jerusalem. So Jerusalem, the Jewish Jerusalem and the Arab Jerusalem are, by the way, in a very small area. So everybody can choose his own capital and declare it, and I'm sure that the United States will adopt that declaration as well to the Palestinian side. But Jerusalem, as the capital of Israel, this is a clear fact that everybody knows that. Which part, north, south, Ramallah, Bethlehem, Abu Dis to the east, will be the future capital of the Palestinian state, if they will agree to accept that, this is something we can discuss about it.
We're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oni. He's now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. And, sir, we've seen some folks in the Islamic community call for days of rage. What do you expect to be the short-term and long-term reaction in the Muslim world, the Arab world, to the president's announcement today?
Yeah, as we mentioned before, we go 70 years ago after the decision of President Truman to recognize the state of Israel, we had a war against those Arab countries that opened fire. After the war, we had many other circle of violence until the Arab states, the big one like Egypt and Jordan, decided to sign a peace treaty with Israel. So I believe the Arab states will not do anything, but we speak about the Palestinian radical groups. Maybe they will try, but I'm sure that they will stop because they have more to lose and to win if they start violence.
What's the next step? Obviously, this process begins, the process of moving the embassy begins. What do you see, what do you look for as the next sign, either from the United States or within the region, that that this progress continues?
Well, it's a very simple conflict. The next step, you the Palestinians and we the Israelis have to come roll back to the negotiation table and say, what do you want to get? And maybe the Palestinians will have their own, our David Ben-Gurion, the famous and brave Israeli prime minister who said 70 years ago, what we got is not what we dreamed about. It's too small, but it's ours. We'll accept it. If the Palestinians will find their own David Ben-Gurion and will say the same words, it will be for the benefit for the two sides, because we are not going to leave this area, and the Palestinians, our neighbors, will not going to leave this area. So the only solution of the next step is to go back to all the negotiation table framework and find the solution for the conflicts together with the help of the United States and the rest of the world. I'm very optimistic.
Last question. What was the impression of President Trump in Israel before this announcement, and what do you expect it to be now that he's made it?
Well, he was a good friend of the state of Israel, and his vice president, Mr. Mike Pence, will arrive to Israel next month. So it is clear that we are very happy with the attitude and the approach of the administration towards Israel. And we believe that now, when he will come here, the vice president, he will be accepted with open arms and with a lot of smiles from the Israelis, because I think this is a consensus in Israel about Jerusalem. All the Israelis believe that Jerusalem is our capital, the government here, the parliament here, the Knesset here, and all the embassies are in Tel Aviv, but they go every day to Jerusalem. So what kind of game is it? Maybe today this game, or even this hypocrisy, will end.
General, it's always great to have your insight, sir. Thank you very much on this very important day.
Thank you very much, and God bless America, and God bless Israel and the Palestinians in this area.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, he's now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.